People of God here this morning, are you present this morning? If you're present, then you ought to say, thank you, Lord. If you're present and you know he's been good to you, you ought to say, hallelujah. And if you know he's especially been good to you, you ought to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you. The God we serve is an awesome God. And I'm getting ready to preach a text, but you can't preach a text like this until the folk are ready. This kind of text talking about being thirsty. Yeah. Any of y'all thirsty this morning? Yeah. Any of y'all thirst for righteousness? Yes. Any of you thirst for the Spirit of God? Yes. Amen. Amen. I missed y'all last week, but I'm back this week. And it just so happens I get to be in the pulpit. So I'm going to pulpit, status, and can we get the Spirit of the Lord to rise among us? I just want to set the tone because I'm going to be up here short and sweet is the plan. Well, I'll be here for a spirit minute anyway, but I want to just drop some nuggets on you and then we'll get up out of here. But I want to make sure you're ready to receive this word. This is a lofty word, a lofty text, which literally lifts your mind up to say you got to know something about God. And even if you don't, you got to be willing to accept an invitation that he wants to offer you. I don't know about you. I'm a guy that needs chances in my life. I'm a guy who messes up often, and I need some forgiveness. Amen. Often. Not every now and again, but I need it every other day. And it's gotten to a point where I need it every day. And I'm glad we got a God who says, when you're broke and you don't know what to do, just come to me and let me give you the answers. And so I want to make sure you're ready for this word this morning. And if you just, will follow along with me, I'll be here a spirit minute. I'll sit down and we'll let you on your merry way. But let the Spirit of the Lord rise among us.
Let the Spirit of the Lord, let it rise. Come on and let the Spirit of the Lord, oh, let it rise. Oh, let the praises, oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the Spirit, oh, let it rise. Come on and let the Spirit, oh, let it rise. Oh, let the praises, oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, 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 come on and let it rise. Let the Spirit of the Lord, let the
Spirit of the Lord,
oh, let it rise. Come on and let the Spirit, oh, let it rise. Oh, let the praises, oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, 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 come on and let it rise. Oh, let the glory of the Lord, let the
glory of the Lord,
oh, let it rise. Oh, let the glory, oh, let it rise. Oh, let the praises, oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, 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 come on and let it rise.
Say praise the Lord again. How y'all feeling, church? Honestly, how are you feeling? Now, how are you thinking? Your thought process determines your feeling. So how are you thinking? Really, how are you thinking? Is your thinking good? I want to lift you this morning. I want to drop something off to you that God has blessed me with out of the prophet Isaiah chapter 55. We've been on a journey dealing with the Spirit of God. We've been looking at immensely, the indwelling of the Spirit and who he is and how he should be really the resident of our life, how we should allow him to dwell in us, as Paul would say, richly, as he says in Colossians, and remind us and encourages us to really allow him to lead our lives. Again, I missed you on last Lord's Day. I was away, got a chance to deliver a word somewhere else, and I was thankful to be able to deliver that word, but I'm glad to be back home. I want you to know, Hawthorne, we have something that's unique. Being able to come into the house of God and freely give him praise is something that we ought to be thankful for. And with that, I want to encourage you, never lose sight of what God has blessed you with. He's given us this gift, this church, our brothers and sisters in Christ, whom we can share in hard times and tough times and sad times and good times, and gives us an opportunity to be lifted in those moments of weakness to a strong point. And so I want to encourage you, value what you have in Christ Jesus. And if you by chance don't know what I'm talking about, just hold on there. We'll give you some encouragement to come to know this Christ and come to know what we're talking about in terms of the church here. We are at Hawthorne building faith, giving hope, and showing love. And I want to encourage us as believers. We've been on a journey. November next month marks 2 years that I've been with you, and I thank God for that. I was thinking, just reflecting just a moment ago before I got up, how thirsty I've been for God and how God has delivered my satisfaction of that thirst, how God has blessed me to be amongst the people. And I'm just taking a moment to throw you some roses, church. I appreciate you. You help a young man like me stay focused, stay motivated, and encouraged, because when I see you out there excited about serving God, that hypes me up. Makes me go home and dig into the Word so I can find them golden nuggets and just come to the church and bless you with them. And so I want to bless you with a nugget this morning. You got your Bible? Hawk ain't here, but word up. We got to make sure we got the Word. Got to make sure we roll. Amen. We're sitting here comfortably and cool. Pray for our pastor and the people over there in Nassau, Bahamas. They're still dealing with some bad weather. There's still some flooding going on around there in the Bahamas. And so we want to keep them lifted up in prayer. We're here cooling out. They're on the storms of life. The seas are raging and the storms and winds are blowing. So we want to keep them lifted. But I want to encourage you with this word from the Word of God. Y'all still good? You with me? Isaiah chapter 55, I want to just reference this real quickly, a few verses, and we'll sit down. The Bible says in verse 1, "Come, all ye who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ear and come to me, listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the people. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you, because the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endued you with splendor. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." All are welcome to the blessings of salvation, to whom those blessings are welcomed. In Christ there is enough for all and enough for each. Those satisfied with the world and that see no need for Christ, they don't even thirst. There is no uneasiness about their souls. But where God gives grace and mercy, he gives a thirst after it. I better say that again. Where God gives grace and mercy, he gives a thirst after it. And where he is given a thirst after it, it will be filled, that is, the thirst. In our text, Israel's greatest days are yet to come. Nations who come down on her will again in turn run to her because they recognize and will recognize that the Lord is with her. As the prophet Isaiah writes, with an intent purpose, there is an invitation extended to all to thirst after the true and living God. Are you thirsty this morning, church? Do you thirst this morning at all, church? Come to Christ then, for he is a fountain opened. He is the rock that was smitten. Come to his holy ordinance, to the streams that make glad the city of our God. Come to the healing waters, come to the living waters, Revelations 22, verse 17. Our Lord would declare in reference this same reference to coming to those who are thirsty in John chapter 7, verse number 37, where he says, "If any man thirsts, let him come to me and drink." Come and buy, make it your own by the application of grace and mercy. Come and eat, make it your own, and literally enjoy the very fruits of the labor that you render unto God. The world, unfortunately, comes short of our expectations. We promise ourselves at least water in it, and we are disappointed. But the Lord outdoes our expectations, does he not? When we come to him, we find wine as well as milk with the water. The gifts offered to us are so great that no price can be set upon it. And the things offered are already paid for. For Christ purchased them at the full price of his own blood. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Our wants are beyond number, and we have nothing to supply them. I'll say that again. Our wants are beyond number, and we have nothing to supply them. If the Lord of heaven then has offered unto us such a great thing, then we must see ourselves forever indebted to his free grace and his free mercy. I had to just read that because the brother gets excited and be forgetting what to say sometimes. But I want to encourage you real quickly to thirst for righteousness, thirst for Christ, thirst for the living and true God, and encourage yourself with the words that God has already given you. The prophet Isaiah says, is there any out there who's thirsty? Then come. Come by water, come by milk, come by wine. If you ain't got no money, come anyway.
That's right.
And at first glance at this text, you're kind of puzzled because you ask, how in the world can you buy something when you don't have no money? Well, your money is accessed when you desire to thirst after something somebody wants to give you. Can I help you this morning? When you want God, God will bless you. He will give you who he is. The very moment you start desiring to follow after God, he will pour into you his spirit, give you the things that you need to continue to thirst for him. But the moment you lack or you neglect to want to thirst after God, then you will be out there broke and not knowing what to do. Let me come closer to home. You ever been broke before and you wanted a happy meal and you weren't so happy because you didn't have the money to buy the happy meal? But someone came along and said, if you just, you know, accept this, you'll be blessed and you can go get your happy meal. God is like that. God says, if you just thirst after me, if you follow after me, I give you the very things that you need. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, he says, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, you know, where you're going to stay, you know, the clothes you're going to wear. Matter of fact, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil and spin, but yet God knows what's going on with them. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap and gather in barns, and yet God takes care of them. Then so considering all these things, if he takes care of all those things, then what's the problem with you, O ye of little faith? And then he reminds us, he says, take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient the day is enough trouble in itself. Amen. Sometimes you just got to appreciate your thirst today and hope for your thirst tomorrow. Sometimes you got to dwell and say, God, you know what to do, and I don't know what to do, so I'm going to step out the way and let you do what you do. Amen. Any of y'all in here like drinks? How many of y'all like to drink? I'm talking about soft drinks. Amen. I knew I'd catch some of y'all this morning. Any of y'all like to drink? Amen. There's many drinks you can get. There's many drinks that you can get. But those drinks, you know, may not literally satisfy what you're looking for. You know me, I'm a Pepsi guy. I like Pepsi because they say it's the real thing. Amen. And it'll make you come alive. Amen. But Pepsi may quench my thirst, but it won't satisfy my thirst. I'm glad God gave me a dry mouth today. This experiment works well. Hold on, I need a minute. Now that's good. But I know as I'm talking, that ain't nothing but sugar, and it's gonna jack me up. But I would dare drink that on a hot day sometimes when I'm broke and ain't got nothing else but it, because it's the real thing, they say. Now, if you buy into the fact it's a real thing and drink Pepsi all of your life, you're going to have some issues. Yeah. Guaranteed, them kidneys going to be talking to you. Okay? So let's switch up. You know, there's another drink out there, and they call it Sprite. Obey your thirst. Amen. Now, I'm still thirsty, Deja. Yeah, that's not as good as the Pepsi. But it's got a little hint of, you know, lemon and lime that got me making feel a little more fresh than that dark stuff over there. I better hit that again, huh? Yeah. Someone say, I want to preach that sermon. Yeah. Now, what's interesting to me, as I'm sitting here, I'm beginning to think about some of the slogans of our world, how they get us to buy into their product. I remember for Pepsi, Ray Charles had the one. You got the right one, baby.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, and then the other ones was over there, uh-uh. You know, my question is, again, you know, what do you thirst for? Where's your mind at? Where's your heart at? What are you thirsting after? Y'all quiet. Y'all all right? I still got some stuff in here. You know, some of y'all, you know, you just kind of just have a different kind of taste. You know, Pepsi and, you know, Sprite just ain't your thing. You know, you don't always drink, but when you do, you drink a... Stay thirsty, my friends. I knew y'all knew what I put. And you just would... No, I'm just joking. Just joking. But you'd much rather partake of that to quench your thirst, but never satisfy your thirst. But Jesus, in essence, the prophet Isaiah, in essence, would remind us, if you're thirsty, come to me, and I'll give you something to drink.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't gonna lie to you, I need this right about now, but this that high quality H2O.
Yeah.
This that good stuff. This that stuff that will literally not only quench your thirst, but it'll satisfy your thirst. Can I get a minute? Thank you. Now, which one do you thirst after? We're just going to drop water off and say, that's Jesus, okay? We're just going to drop that off and say, he's the one saying, come to me. I want to get a few texts, and I'm going to leave you alone. We're going to get out of here. If you would, for me, Don, get for me John chapter 4. And we're going to go to that woman at the well. We got to hang out there for a moment. And then, Deja, I need you to get for me, if you don't mind, Luke chapter 18, I think it is. Yeah, Luke 18, round about verse number 35. Excuse me. And we'll be there in just a moment. I want you to see something here. The prophet Isaiah says, if you thirst and you're broke, ain't got no money, come to Jesus. Jesus wants a people that are thirsty. But not thirsty just to be satisfied one time, but thirsty to be satisfied all the time. He'll give you that thirst, that satisfaction of your thirst that will get you wanting to come back to him. Amen. That's why Pepsi is so vital. I know when I'm working on a hard day and I'm out there doing what I need to do and handling my business at work, if I pop a Pepsi, I'm going to need another one in about 15, 20 minutes. Because no sooner than I indulge and I swallow it down, you know, I'm thirsty all over again. Maybe that's why Pepsi is a good product and they're selling as much Pepsi as they're selling, as well as Coke and Sprite and all that. I know y'all looking. I know that may not be your thing, but just hang in there with me. But that's why they get you. That's how they get you. The sugar, the salt content, all these things are designed to draw out flavors, but also designed to draw out the water that's in your body. Now hear me good. If you're going to thirst after Christ, you got to get rid of the additives that are hindering your thirst. You got to stricken move out the stuff that you don't thirst for. Because if you start thirsting for that stuff, then you're going to cut the Lord short. And you may not get what you need from the Lord when it's time to get it. You ever have a situation or an issue or problem, things you're going through, and, you know, you really ain't been doing what God asked you want you to do, you know, but you go to him with a quick prayer, and Lord, can you help me this time? Okay, I'll turn this way. I know it. I get it. And then you expect him to drop everything on you.
Yeah.
Expect him to bless you and give you everything that you need in that moment. And then when you don't get it, you're mad. You're upset. Well, God, you didn't hear me. Yeah, he heard you. But the problem is you ain't been thirsting, so you hadn't been satisfied prior to the situation and circumstance. And if you'd have just been thirsting a long time ago, he'd have made you satisfied on the issue before this issue and the issue before that issue. So when you got to this issue, them two issues would have took care of this issue. It's all right. Y'all going back to sleep. Let me see. David said, Psalm 42, as the deer pants, verse 1, for the water brooks, for the streams, so my soul longs after you, the living God, the only God. God wants to bless your life. But the problem is you got a thirst for it. I'm going to help somebody up in here. Any of y'all ex-sinners? Where your ex-sinners at? Amen. That's just about all of y'all. Raise your hand now. Come on. Unless you're still sinning. Amen. But we ex-sinners, right? We have been called out of darkness into a marvelous light.
Yes, sir.
What's interesting to me, have we forgotten, is the question I have, where we were and how the thirst came to be real. Amen. I want you to check right there in the book of Luke, there, Deja, and I want you to read just a few verses because I want the people of God to see this. When you truly have a thirst for God, when you truly have a thirst for Him, you'll find what you're looking for. And it won't be none of them additives or them products that make you thirsty and thirsty and thirsty, but offer and deliver you nothing. Any of these products up here minus water will do nothing for you except for make you get high blood sugar, diabetes, amen, big stomachs. Guess what product that is? I'm just joking. Said all of the above. They will do nothing for you but the water. And then you got to be careful what kind of water you get. You drink too much Dasani, you're still going to be thirsty. They add salt to their water for taste. Amen. Some of y'all didn't know that. Go research, check stuff out. But pure water, true water, when you get what you need, it will build you and make you what you need to be made to be. Is that all right? I want you to see this in the book of Luke. And you ready, Deja? Luke chapter 18, verse 35, the Bible says what?
Then it happened.
It happened. What happened?
As he was coming near Jericho,
Jesus was rolling, okay,
that a certain blind man sat by the road begging.
Okay, we believe it's Bartimaeus. Read.
And hearing a multitude passing by,
he said what?
He asked what it meant.
Read.
So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by.
Okay, read.
And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
Uh-huh, read.
Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet.
Read.
But he cried out all the more, Son of David,
have what?
Have mercy on me.
Excuse me just a moment. I told you earlier, when you have a true thirst for God, when a true thirst is present, when he delivers to you a thirst that will satisfy you, some stuff that will satisfy your thirst, that's called grace and mercy.
Yeah.
Grace and mercy allows you access, the opportunity to become part of the body of Christ, to be a child of his, to desire to want to follow after goodness and righteousness. Y'all looking at me strange. Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, as we call them, are the attitudes to be. Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be what? Filled. Amen. This stuff ain't going to do nothing as far as filling me up. Excuse me a minute. Had to make a quick cocktail to make a point. If I pull these things together, they're going to taste nasty. They're not really going to satisfy me. Matter of fact, it's going to do the reverse effect. Now I don't want no more. Y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
Come close. When you truly follow after true righteousness and holiness, when he said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, he said they'll be filled up.
Yeah.
Some of us can't be what God wants us to be because we ain't been letting him fill us up.
Yeah.
We've been full of everything else, mean no harm while I'm there. But we ain't been filled up with Jesus.
Yeah.
That's why when folk come along our way and they got a nasty attitude, we give a nasty attitude back.
Amen.
Y'all quiet. I'll turn this way. It's safer. I get it.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody start cussing at us, you know, we start cussing back.
Yeah.
I got somewhere out in that section over there. You know, and we always want to say, oops, it slipped.
Yeah.
But in actuality, no, it's always been there.
Yeah.
Because what you pour in is going to determine what
sit down and hear them sermons where it say, you know what, child, I might not
Women, y'all quiet out there, amen. Men, you ever been thirsty over a woman? Thank you, Dennis. I wish I had some real folk off in here. See, this stuff doesn't work if you don't buy into it. If you don't acknowledge stuff to be real and what it is, it's not relevant. It ain't relevant unless it's real, people. Amen. Everybody in here done thirsted after somebody before. Raise your hand if you didn't. I want to stay away from you. I remember this sweetheart, love you, honey, back in high school. I was sweet on her. Loved her. She looked good, and I was thirsty. Man, I was thirsty. Amen. I was trying to get my thirst quenched. Y'all quiet. That's all right. I know, but hear me, church. Hear me. As believers, we got to make sure we're thirsting after the right thing. And don't go out there acting like you've never thirsted for anything before. Some of us thirst for money, thirst for position, thirst for certain jobs. So much so that we'll gladly do whatever it takes to satisfy that thirst. Well, what about your walk with the Lord? Shouldn't you want to satisfy your thirst? Well, here's a woman who comes to the well, and she's talking to Jesus. And Jesus is asking her, you know, can you give me a drink of water? And she's looking at him like he's crazy. Amen. She shouldn't have been tripping. She talked to the last 4 or 5 minutes. I'm sorry. Just saying. But when you're thirsty, amen, you'll ask for a drink of water. Jesus asked her for a drink of water. She said, no, we ain't got no dealings with you folk. But Jesus dropped something on her. And I've been reading this scripture. I've been reading this story for a long time. Verse number 10. Bible says what, Don?
Jesus answered and said to her.
If what?
If you knew the gift of God.
Stop. If you what?
Knew the gift of God.
If you knew the gift of God. Any of y'all need a gift?
Yes.
Why don't you look at your neighbor and say, God got a gift for you.
God got a gift for you.
Amen. Why don't you tell your other neighbor that God got a gift for you. And just tell yourself. Sometimes you just got to let yourself know, self, God got a gift for you. Oh, come on, y'all got to feel that one. God got a gift for you. Okay, the rest of y'all just gonna stay asleep. If you knew the gift that God wanted to give you, what did he say?
And who it is who says to you,
read,
give me a drink.
Read.
You would have asked him,
uh-huh,
and he would have given you living water.
What's amazing to me, she came down there for a physical thirst,
yeah,
and didn't realize spiritually she was thirsty.
Yeah.
But she got to Jesus, and Jesus said, no, I'll give you a thirst spiritually that it will quench your thirst physically. You ain't gonna want no water after I get done talking to you about the gift God wants to give you. How do you know? You know the story. You know the text. Yeah. She leaves her water pot, goes back into the city, is a testimony, if you would, letting folks know, come see a man who's told me everything that I've ever done. Why? Not only did her thirst get quenched, it got satisfied.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I'm going to give you what no one else wants to give you. Ooh, I wish I had a church. I'd preach along in here. Everybody always want to talk about your pitfalls, your downfalls, all the things you've done wrong. But Jesus comes on the scene and he says, I tell you what, let me give you something good to think on. Let me help you change what folk been talking about you, saying you ain't no good. And let me let you know I'm exactly who you're looking for. Let me fill you up with the things that you need to get on your way. Let me move some of them stumbling blocks, some of them folk out your way who hindering you from being what you want to be with me. I wish I had somebody in here who knows what it's like. Do you know what it's like when you're on the opposing team, when you're on the outside, when nobody likes you, nobody want to be bothered with you? Folk look at you crazy. You ain't in the same political position they are. You don't have the same amount of money they got. Amen. You don't drive the same kind of car they got. You got a Ford Pinto spare tire and the back is flat. Got an 8-track. Hey, come on, church. Things are just rough for you. And all you're doing is wanting more Jesus and more Jesus and more Jesus. And you're most content with your Pinto. So much so that Jesus comes along and says, I see you've been content with that Pinto. Let me hook you up. Why don't you drive a Mustang today? Why don't you do this for me? Why don't you let the top down on your I'm just so happy to be driving a Mustang today. I'm just trying to say. See, sometimes God's got to pull you out of the mess that you're in and let you know he's got you covered. But you're not going to know that unless you're thirsting for him. See, everybody want to be thirsty for everything else. This world offers you a lot to thirst for, but thirst after Jesus. because this woman got some satisfaction to her thirst that she went and told somebody about it. How many of y'all been blessed? Y'all want to tell somebody about it? That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you got to just appreciate where God has brought you to and then allow him to lead you in the direction he wants you to go, to a point to where you talk about it. So much so that your thirst is satisfied and you can tell somebody else how to satisfy their thirst. I got to quit, but let me drop this on you. There's a phrase at Calvary that Jesus mentions, where after having been drugged down the Via Dolorosa, having been, you know, through the way of suffering, having been beaten prior to, having been mocked and spit on, and then nailed to a cross, Jesus says, "I thirst." Hang close with me. This thirst word in the Greek of Jesus in John chapter 18, I believe it is the same one in Matthew chapter 27, as the same one here when you look at John chapter 4 with this woman at the well, which brings about the idea of an individual who needs something fulfilled for them. In other words, he's thirsty. He's thirsting for something that only God can fill. Are you listening to me? In other words, Jesus, yes, physically needed a drink, but spiritually what he was saying was, God, fill me with what I need to be filled with. Why? I'm at Calvary. I'm dying for people who've been looking at me crazy. Y'all quiet. Of people who mocking me, of people who've been spitting on me, they beat me. I've been healing their people. I've been healing their families. I've been taking care of, you know, feeding them. Amen. And they don't even thirst for me. So give me what I need to quench, to satisfy my thirst, so I can die on Calvary. And the Bible said once he got that thirst fulfilled, the Bible said, he said, it is finished. I'm finished. I'm finished. What Jesus was saying is only God can fulfill your thirst. Only God can give you what you need to sustain you, whether it be physically, emotionally, or spiritually. Only God can do that. You ever find moments in your life where you got a whole bunch of good folk around you, but they just can't do nothing for you with your situation? And you finally find yourself dropping to your knees after you've exhausted all the possibilities that you had, all the options and the variables that are there. And when you hit your knees, finally, you know, through your prayer to God, you get some relief. You get some peace. That's because only God can do with you what he knows to do with you. That's why in the text of Isaiah 55, if you keep reading, he says, my thoughts aren't your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. As far as the heavens are from the earth, so are my thoughts as well as my ways. In other words, you can't see what I can see. Now, I want you to think about this as the week unfolds and I'm finally through. If God's the only one that could quench your thirst, quit trying to quench it yourself. If he can only be the one to satisfy what you're looking for, then quit trying to find substitutes to satisfy. Amen. I was out there for drugs for a long time thinking I could fix what was wrong with me, thinking that I had to fix, come on, church, what was wrong with me. Y'all ever feel like you have to fix something? Let me drive by in the morning. You ain't got to fix nothing. Let Jesus fix it. Matter of fact, he said he'll fix it in our song after a while. But you got to thirst for the fix. You got to want him to fix it. Wish I had some folk in here who've been out there. See, we always want to talk about praise, you know, sometimes through song, and we talk about praise and hallelujah. When the word is convicting, when the word is consoling, when the word is soothing you, that's what you're getting to shout about. You got to let folk know God's been working with Stan. Can I come close to you? I ain't always right. I know y'all, it's hard to believe. I get it, I know. But I don't always do everything right. I'm a bear sometimes. Sometimes I'm just harsh in what I say and do. My wife had to tell me, ease up. But sometimes it's just in me. I just be wanting to be mean. I mean, everybody else can do it, Guido. I mean, might as well. I could too, right? You know, amen. And what bothers me is, you know, sometimes, you know, people are mean to you in position as though you can't be mean back. So I'd be wanting to be like, yeah, you think. I got any folk out there like that, just wave at me. It's all right. I'm trying to talk real this morning. But in actuality, what I'm doing is I'm thirsting for something that's not of the Lord. So I would easily position myself as to get back with you. That's where these kind of ideas and thoughts come out. I got to give you a piece of my mind. No, he didn't. No, I'm going to tell him like, no, you got to reevaluate your thirst. And I know sometimes you say that, well, I didn't know you could do that, or I didn't know I was doing that. Well, good, glad now you know. When you're not thirsting after righteousness, you'll thirst after everything else. And the devil just needs one pause in your walk to slide on in there. As soon as you hesitate on following Jesus, he's in there. Turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, run. Amen. And run the good race. Fight the good fight. Thirst after righteousness and let him quench your thirst. I ain't got time. I got to close it down. But I want you to think about something. In your spare time, go do some research and study. There's three things the prophet Isaiah lists in Isaiah 55 to drink on. The first thing is water. That's life. Second thing is wine. That's joy. And the last thing is milk. That's growth. Sometimes you can't get to where you're trying to go because you ain't thirsting where you're at. You can't go to Chevron if you can only afford A&P, and that's what I'm talking about. So stay where you're supposed to be. Fill up on where you, come on, church, where you're supposed to fill up on. I know it ain't what you want to do, but fill up where you need to fill up until you can get to where he wants you to go. And until you get there, be satisfied with where you're at. Just thank him for the blessings that come your way and appreciate the thirst for him is real and do what he wants you to do so he can take you where he wants you to go. Are you here this morning? Are you here and you're a believer? Maybe you're falling short of the glory of God. Maybe your thirst for Jesus isn't real. Let's reawaken that thirst this morning. It needs to be real for Jesus. I'm telling you, we are in some hard times. Things are getting rough. You think your life is rough now? Just wait till tomorrow. It's going to get rougher. You think it's rough tomorrow? Just wait till the following Tuesday. It's going to get even harder. And we're going to need someone, his name is Jesus, to deliver us from the stuff that we're about to experience. And let me tell you something. If you ain't had trouble now, just keep a living. It's coming. And just as sure as you breathe and live, you're going to have some issues. That's why, again, in Matthew chapter 6, he reminds us sufficient the day is his own troubles. You got enough to worry about right now. So get what you need to fulfill that. That's why he said, take no thought for tomorrow. Verse 34 of Matthew 6, because tomorrow will take care of itself. I don't know about you. I need a God who can take care of today, take care of tomorrow, and take care of the next day. And I also need a God who can help me take care of the day before yesterday and the day before when I messed up and I'm still holding on to that stuff. I'm gone. Y'all ain't out there. I need somebody who's going to help satisfy that thirst, because sometimes that thirst is so real that I leave him out the picture. And I begin to drink of everything else. Well, that's what I got for you, church. I pray and received it in the spirit of meekness. I just wanted to bless you this morning and let you know you need to thirst after righteousness. Make sure that you follow after God. Do the things that he wants you to do and allow him to be the Lord of your life. If you're here and you're not a believer, come by faith, repentance, accept him to be the Savior. Your thirst starts today. You just heard about a Savior who can just take your life and rearrange it. A Savior who can take you out of darkness and put you into a light. A Savior who can take your brokenness and make it into blessedness. A Savior who literally loves you so much that he was willing to die on the cross for you. He said, it's finished. I don't care what problem you got in your life. It's finished. I don't care what you're going through. It's finished. Things ain't looking good for you. It's finished. It's going to be all right. Things are going to look up. Things are going to get better. Anybody want a good life? That's what Jesus meant when he said the thief, John 10:10, don't come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I've come that you might have life and have life more abundantly. You know what Jesus is saying? He's saying, I don't want you to have to worry about life's situations and circumstances. Let me handle that. You go and thirst for me. Let me bless your life. Let me be the one to provide for your life. Anybody in here need a check?
Yeah.
I know y'all like money. Let's skip check. Anybody in here need some money? Okay, more recipients. He said, yeah, I don't know about your check, Stan. I wasn't giving you one. But anybody need to be blessed with some financial stuff? You know where you can get that from? God. Now, while I'm there, this don't cost you nothing, because when you thirst after God, he don't give you what you want. He gives you what you need. And then when he sees you appreciate him giving you what you need, then he'll give you some of what you... See, that's the thirst. That's the right thirst. You don't have to ask your job for a promotion. God will give it to you. You don't have to ask God to change the negative folk in the room. He'll change you. Matter of fact, they'll get so sick of you smiling, they'll stay away from your cubicle. I'm talking about a real thirst. Because when you thirst after the Lord, he gives you the desires of your heart. See, I don't know about you. I'm learning just to walk with my head a little bit high these days. It ain't always easy. It ain't always good, but he work it out for good. Police don't always like me, but she got to love me to see Jesus. Amen. We're not always going to agree. Things aren't always going to be kosher, but he has what we need to sustain us. So I want to encourage you. Are you thirsty this morning? Do you want the true and living God? Because if you do, he's here ready. He's waiting on you. He said, come to me who are thirsty. Come, buy some water. Buy some wine, buy some milk. Fulfill your thirst. And so as Sprite would say, as I close out, this morning if you're going to come, obey your thirst. Let God give you your thirst to be satisfied. If you need to respond, do so, please, as together we stand and sing.